ask, do you have plans for getting married? Because for me, for instance, you know me.
I'm a role model.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know, never say never.
Yeah.
Do you have plans for marriage? Do you have plans for children?
Yeah.
And if you do have plans for children, based on your relationship with your parents, how do you think you would manage your relationship? Let me not go ahead. Do you have plans for marriage? Do you have plans for children?
As I sit here now, I have no plans for marriage. None. Children. I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
And I find that question stumps me because there was a time when I really wanted to get married.
Okay.
When I was in my 20s. When I was 25, I had done, between 25 and 20, I had done almost an introduction. Right. Somebody I wanted to get married to, somebody who is still a dear friend. You know, I had, you know, it was serious. We had gone out for 3 years, etc. So there was a hunger. I don't know. There was just a hunger. Mm-hmm. I think I knew what it was. I just felt very lonely and I thought marriage was going to cure me of loneliness. But then that desire is just not there anymore. But then because I know that it was so strong in my 20s, I know that it can come.
Maybe
it's still hidden. Yes.
You've jumped back out
first. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think that at some point I decided when I realized that what it was, I said, look, go and sort yourself. Go and be by yourself. Marriage is not a palliative. You know, so when I answer that question, the reason why I'm careful is because I don't like this note of finality. I'm not interested. It's not saying I'm not interested in marriage. It's not saying I don't like marriage. It's just that right now, it's just not a desire in my heart. Children, I do think that is a part of me that considers children just because I feel like it would be incredibly, I worry that it would be incredibly selfish as an only child, you know, not to have a child. And I'm very conflicted about it. I'm like, I don't think that's a good enough reason to have a child. Be like, oh, because I'm, you know, like a child is not, it's just a human being.
It's not a commodity.
Yes.
So to speak.
Yes, exactly. But that's the, so my mind, I'm still thinking about it. You know, I'm still thinking, what do I really want? Honestly, I don't know. And I just realized as I was even talking to you that honestly, I don't know. And I've never been comfortable with saying that I don't know.
Yeah. Because we're in Nigeria.
Yes.
And you say, ah.
Yes.
So even this. You don't want to have children. You mean that, you know, exactly. It's like you're the devil.
It's like, yes. And it's a serious matter because it should be like, I'm under a lot of pressure. The marriage part, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
The child part, as an only child, there is a huge, sometimes I feel very attacked, especially by family members, you know, on it. If it's a sense of you're selfish. I mean, they don't say it. But it's just this, you're the only child of this woman. And I guess it's not a malicious attack. It's just a Yusuf, you know.
But maybe they should look at it the other way around, that you might actually be selfish if you have a child, but don't really want one.
Thank you for that.
Because
I do think so.
You might not raise that child.
That's my worry.
To be loved.
That's my worry.
Simply because, I didn't even. Just go and meet your mother.
Yes, that's my worry. That's my big worry. Yes, and that's why I can't see myself doing it. This one thing about my life, even the mistakes I've made, even the things I regret, I never do anything if I hardly do anything if I think it's wrong. Yeah, as I've done some things that I later realized I shouldn't have done that. But so for me, it's not so, and my mother said this to me once. He said, the problem with you is that you cannot do something that you don't want to do. No. You cannot do something that you think
is wrong.
That's actually how she said it. And what she said, because she was talking about how there are people who just, and she wasn't asking me to do that. She was saying, people will just give birth to children and abandon for their parents and keep it moving, like, I've discharged my debt to you. And so that's the problem with you. You know, and she was so right because obviously she gave birth to me. So it's just, so when I think of it, it's not, so people say these things and I find it very confusing. You know, now, first they'll say, now God get became. But they said, you carry the pikin, give them to your mama, and she don't get work, what she did do. Because she's retired. And I just be like, eh.
Not so.
And I know, but some people do that. But I can't do it. I can't. I can't go away. You know, so I'd rather not put myself in a situation where I would do something that
and
I would...
And then you'd be feeling...
Yes. If I didn't know, if I had done it when I was 20 and I wasn't thinking deeply about it, that's different.
It would be a different case.
But now I'm fully possessed of the fact that I'm not prepared to do this. I can't see myself doing it to another human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.